What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm going to tell you about which sports game offers the best single player experience. Is it FIFA, NBA 2K, Madden, UFC, NHL? Find out which sports game it is right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player games manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. As I locked eyes with the defender, we both knew what was coming next. I was going to blow by him, dribble the ball once, leap up, and dunk right on his ass. The announcers were going to lose it, and the crowd was going to go wild. And just like we thought, that's exactly what happened. I dunked on him, and it felt good. Unfortunately, I'm 5'9", or 5'10", on a really tall day in the real world. So NBA 2K is the closest that I'm ever going to come to dunking on a goal. Or at least a goal that doesn't have Fisher Price on it. But that's the magic of NBA 2K. The majority of the world will never make it to the NBA. Most of us basketball fans got that dream snuffed out due to a lack of height or a lack of skill. Hell, in my case, both. But the NBA 2K games allow us to live out a fraction of that dream. That's why despite its many, and I do mean many flaws, I can't help falling in love with NBA 2K over and over again, year after year. And what is a first for this show? In this episode, I'm going to tell you why I'm split on whether or not to recommend these games for your video game backlog. And here's the reason why. For every reason that this game is perfect for a good single player experience, there's a reason why it's not. It's the problem that 2K fans have had with this series for a while now. Let me explain. On the surface and gameplay wise, this game is the best sports game on the planet. The gameplay accurately represents the modern game of basketball. The players are well designed, and you can live out the aspect that you love about basketball. If you want to create a player and focus on your journey as a player, then you can do that. If you want to manage a team, you can also do that. If you want to rewrite basketball history like your Thanos with a time stone, then you can also do that. The game gives you so many ways to play and a lot of modes to really get invested in. It's honestly amazing. However, there's a reason why I call NBA 2K the gold digger of video games. Y'all remember the song by Kanye and Jamie Foxx, "Now I ain't saying she a gold digger." That's exactly what NBA 2K is like. I'm for real, NBA 2K is a lot like a gold digger. For the full experience, you have to pay more. The game is littered with microtransactions. They're in all the popular modes but the My League mode that I like to play. Other than the My League mode, you're going to have to do a ridiculously long grind to get good or buy your way to good attributes or card packs. NBA 2K looks good, but it's an expensive date for a lot of gamers. For me personally, My League is what I want. It's the only mode I'll touch, so I'll pay the price for the game. For the majority of gamers, they have to pay the retail price for the game plus the additional money just to be competitive in the modes that they like. Quality-wise, this game is an easy recommendation to give. Morality-wise, not so much. When it comes to gameplay and presentation, this is the best sports game in its class. The current and the throwback rosters are always on point and massive. Each player usually looks like their real-life counterpart, and the commentary and the broadcast styles are usually the best in the business. Regardless of which yearly installment of 2K you're playing, you can either play in a pick-up-and-play kind of style, or you can be very methodical and strategic in the way you want to run plays and play basketball. This is truly a game that you can get lost in as a basketball fan. I've spent many years tinkering different rosters and rebuilding franchises, all in order to just start from the bottom and rise to the championship level, and I get a kick of that year after year after year. NBA 2K is really something special, and for a lot of us, it's the closest we're ever going to get to actually being an NBA basketball player. It's a shame that a lot of the great points of this game are usually overshadowed by the shadiness of the casino-like mode of My Team, and all the microtransactions that we get exposed to year after year after year. And you know what the crazy thing about all this is? Despite all of its warts, all of its flaws, this game is still the best sports game in the world. It's not only because of the presentation and how good the game is, but it's also because all the other major AAA sports games do the exact same thing and have the exact same microtransaction practices. And this is why I'm so split on recommending the NBA 2K series to be in your video game backlog. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So here's my recommendation on where these games fit on your video game backlog list. So I'm definitely going to recommend NBA 2K series to be in your chill and relax game category. The narrative is nowhere good enough to be your main focus. And also, when this is your main game, your main focus, you're probably going to be less efficient when it comes to clearing out your video game backlog. So I think the perfect slot is that chill and relax game slot. So that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.